This is James Taylor with Theater Talk. 4th of July is usually not a good weekend for onstage drama. Bright beaches, warm sun, and evening fireworks generally trumps dark theaters. But if the weather is bad and one had to spend part of the weekend inside, there's no better way to do it than watching Thornton Wilder's Our Town. Our Town is one of those works, like Grant Wood's American Gothic or Mark Twain's Huck Finn, that seem as if they were given to the American people by the founding fathers. They seem to have always been with us. And like other institutions, like, say, an independent judiciary or the right to vote, we often overlook what makes them so special. There's a great deal more that makes Our Town special, but its most famous feature is its reputation of being foolproof. Wilder's 1938 play is so simple, so direct, it requires little stagecraft, and his characters, so ordinary, so familiar, would also seem to require very little acting. The problem is that's not exactly true, and since everyone has seen or read Our Town in school, daring directors tend to avoid it. Most professional productions have a sort of grandness that makes seeing it feel like attending a 4th of July parade, enjoyable as ritual or harmless civic duty, but not as provocative theater. This was the case with the last Broadway production in 2002, starring the late Paul Newman as the stage manager, which until recently I assumed would be the definitive Our Town of my theater-going life. Newman's presence was so smooth, so coolly unassuming as he introduced us to Grover's Corner and walked us through the milestones of American life, it felt as if the gray icon was making up the folksy dialogue on the spot. The production was full-blown with period details, boater hats, long conservative dresses. If there wasn't red, white, and blue bunting everywhere, it felt as if there were. Because of the authority of that production, I wasn't expecting much from this summer's two new stagings of Our Town. The first is playing in Culver City, at the Actors Gang. Directed by Justin Zeeb, this staging has all the similar trappings of traditional Our Towns: an avuncular stage manager, old-time costumes, plus a red curtain and shell footlights that call to mind an old theater from the Orpheum circuit. But, as to be expected from the Actors Gang, there are subversive quirks. Some work, like the rope acrobatics and Chris Schultz's performance as George. Instead of an all-American, he's played like a brooding Tim Burton-esque oddball. Other quirks distract, though, like the choice to play much of Wilder's earnestness for laughs. For example, the farmer says, "It isn't going to rain. Cue a thunder effect. Yuck, yuck." Luckily, as the play progresses, the gags recede and the performance still manages to be touching. It's not an Our Town for the ages, but it does convey Wilder's emotions with panache. It also lasts almost an entire hour longer than David Cromer's current off-Broadway production that has now replaced that Paul Newman staging as the Our Town that will linger in my mind. Director Cromer, who also plays the stage manager, is the exact opposite of Newman. He's curt and unsentimental. Instead of sounding like he's improvising his patter on the spot, it seems as if he's reciting a set of warnings and instructions from a clipboard, like a flight attendant before takeoff. His staging is bare bones and the costumes modern dress. The performance often feels as if it's being performed by members of the audience. That is Cromer's point, and somehow it works beautifully. Wilder's play is timeless because it strips life and drama down to its elements. Cromer's staging does the same, which is why it, too, feels timeless. David Cromer's production of Our Town continues off-Broadway at the Barrow Street Theater. The Actors Gang Our Town runs at the Ivy Substation in Culver City through July 11th. This is James Taylor with Theater Talk for KCRW.